Greetings. In the light of our radiant one, I am Hatan. It is a great joy and privilege, my brothers and sisters, to once again have this opportunity to share our thoughts. If I may be permitted, I would like to escort you all back in time to that period upon your planet that was known as the Great Age of Atlantis. In that time, as I brought to your attentions in a previous communication, there was open contact between the peoples of the Confederation and the peoples of both Atlantis and Lemuria. My discussion at this time concerns an effort made by a group of individuals who had as a driving desire the mission of placing in an area of safety certain records and certain artifacts that were to be saved for a new use at some future time. In a remote province of Atlantis, one that was known as the province of Telos, there was constructed a chamber quite large by your standards of measurement. And in this chamber were placed artifacts and records of both a cultural as well as spiritual and of scientific interest. These were being preserved for a time in the unguessable future when man would once again need these and this knowledge to acquaint himself with not only the grandeur of the ages past, but also the glimpse that the future would provide. This small group of individuals, working very quietly, left the mainland of Atlantis and traveled by a craft known as a Ventla to the province of Telos. And there, in a certain area, saw to the construction of this chamber, and also the placement within of that which I have mentioned. When this mission was completed, the chamber was sealed. Adjacent to this chamber was an anteroom, as you would describe it, in which were placed metal cylinders, and in these cylinders were placed a written knowledge that would be understood at an appropriate future time. These ones then left your planet with the evacuation that took place by members of the Confederation and went outwards to the stars and finished the balance of that particular life experience. However, buried deep within the consciousness of each of these ones, there remained the memory of the mission they had performed. Little was known as to this particular chamber among others who also engaged in similar activities of preserving a portion of man's knowledge for those which were to come in the future. And so that which was left by the particular group I have described was somewhat different than that chosen by others to be preserved for the future. Later, this group of individuals met again upon your planet at a much later date and time, and during that era that your peoples have described as the time of Egypt. At that time, I also found that certain duties required my presence upon the planet Earth. And so the humble name of Hatan did appear, somewhat insignificantly, as one who had knowledge of the art of letters and of writing. And during this period, those individuals who had participated upon an earlier mission once again assembled. This time the assembly took place within the heart of that edifice that our brother Kla'la has brought to your attention, that known as the Great Pyramid. A small group of individuals from various walks of life quietly gathered together in the chamber of the pyramid. At this time, a new light of knowledge was brought into their beings. You may call this another initiation if you so desire. But when this had been accomplished, a new eminence was present upon your planet. These individuals then left and returned to parts of the then inhabited world and resumed their daily tasks. But in each area in which they were to be found, there came, let us say, a new vibration. One which was subtle in its nature, but which radiated outwards and influenced the minds of many. From many areas of the planet Earth, as well as in different locales, this new vibration, like a little seed, started to flower and to grow. Eventually, entirely new sets of beliefs grew up around these vibrations, each somewhat different because of the differences of climate, locale, environment, and of course the mood and awareness level of those present in each area. And though different meanings perhaps were expressed along different lines, throughout all of these divergent concepts and information ran a common thread of understanding and of knowledge. Therefore, in using the perspective of the ages, it did not matter that any one concept was called one thing in one area, or that it was called something else in another area, because the people, those of those periods of time, did not comprehend that the semantic symbol employed was only the symbol, and few understood the relationship of the symbol to what it represented. Now let us come forward in your time to a more recent age and state that once again upon your planet, the Earth, a new awakening, a new vibration was to be born. As this occurred, these ones who had participated at a much earlier age in the mission described were gathered together again. But within their inner knowing, there was an indefinable linkage which gradually caused them to come to know one another and to share in a common quest for the new understandings of awareness. Again, from the Confederation and the stars, certain ones were selected who had known these ones in prior lives on many worlds, and these ones volunteered to establish the links of thought and communication with those they had known before, to help bring into their awareness by decree a new understanding of the conditions prevalent, of the goals to be achieved, and of that which was to come about. There was, in their futures, a time when these very same ones would gather again at the site of the chamber in that area that was once known as Ancient Telos, and at the end of their experience and mission were to bring forth for the benefit and use of man of the new age that which had been saved and preserved. This was so that new man's awareness could be tempered with the natural quality of that which had preceded them in ages past, that the continuity of the essence of life and of consciousness could be brought before the minds of those who needed such knowledge, how the past, the present, and the future could be comprehended when one's level of awareness and degree of insight was so attuned that these became one. Merely a new moment in time, but one which had existed previously and had endured through the mental concepts of early man down to the fresh concepts of new man. I bring before your awareness that which perhaps you will find significant, as in your new awareness, the memories of that which has gone before lifts like the mists along the sea coasts of your planet. Once again, the light of a noble sun shines forth to illumine the pathways that you all tread. And perhaps when that moment arrives and the great chamber is once again opened, they will find that a friend of long standing is there awaiting them. Perhaps, my brothers and sisters of Earth, you find in this little talk something of encouragement and something to once again nudge the memories of the past onto the stage of your present. If this be so, then I am most humbled to have been a participant and to have been allowed to share these thoughts. I leave it now in your awareness. May I, who have grown with the ages, who have witnessed so much, be pardoned for impinging upon your thoughts on this occasion. It has been my privilege to place these thoughts before you. I will now depart in the light of our radiant one. I am Hatam. Adonai, my brothers and sisters. Adonai.